Earlier this summer, viewers of Spanish-language TV were introduced to Walter, a chemistry teacher battling cancer who decides to make high-quality meth in order to support his family.
To all law enforcement entities, this is not an admission of guilt. I am speaking to my family now. No matter how it may look, I only had you in my heart.
Esta grabación no es la confesión de ningún crimen. Esto es para mi familia.
En los próximos días se van a enterar de una cantidad de cosas que van a sonar muy raras y que les van a parecer muy feas.
Pero créanme.
This Walter is Walter Blanco, and the show is Metastasis, the Spanish-language version of Breaking Bad, pretty much a scene-by-scene remake produced in Colombia with the guidance of show creator Vince Gilligan. It's airing on the Univision-owned network Unimas, and it's already on Hulu. The Colombian actor Diego Trujillo plays Walter, his descent into brutality and a kind of madness. When we spoke to him on the line from Bogota, I asked him how pure this remake really is.
97%, I would
think. Did you watch Breaking Bad to prepare for the role of Walter Blanco?
I hadn't watched it when I was called to audition for the character.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about it, like many other people in Latin America. The moment I was called for the audition, I started to watch it. And from then on, I couldn't stop watching it. I tried not to get so influenced by Cranston's acting.
How'd you think he did?
Well, wonderful. I really liked him much better than in Godzilla.
But, I mean, did you find that his interpretation basically had to be your interpretation? I mean, you see the same descent of a character into malevolence and madness.
There are things I don't agree with in his interpretation, but that's very personal, you know? But the mm-hmm. character basically has to be the same because it's very well interpreted.
Can you give me one example of where you consciously departed from Bryan Cranston's interpretation?
There are some scenes in which he's kind of exaggerating the funny situation, like mm-hmm. gags and all that.
The slapstick.
Exactly. Like the humor is in the scene. It's written like that. But you can choose to make it more or less exaggerated.
This isn't your first remake, right? You were in the Spanish language version of Grey's Anatomy, that's A Corazón Abierto, and even Desperate Housewives, Amas de Casa Desesperadas. Why remakes instead of dubbing?
In the case of Desperate Housewives, the remake was not really an adaptation. It was just a remake. So that's why it didn't work. When you adapt something, you have to consider the social and economical circumstances of Latin America. And that way of living in Desperate Housewives, put that in here in Latin America, that's high class way of living. So you don't really believe that the gardener can fall in love with one of the housewives. A gardener here won't have access. I hope this doesn't sound like discriminating. It's just there are very particular differences here, and people don't feel they're watching something real.
You know, Mrs. Solis, I really like it when we hook up. But, well, you know, I got to get my work done, and I can't afford to lose this job.
Me gusta mucho estar con usted. Sí, pero yo tengo que terminar mi trabajo con las plantas.
So Desperate Housewives didn't work that well, but you were also in A Corazón Abierto, Grey's Anatomy. Your character didn't exist in the original series, so I guess that was a pretty broad adaptation.
Yeah, that's the case of an adaptation in which really things changed completely. So it works. We don't have public hospitals with all that technology. Our public hospitals here, they really struggle to keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they had to kind of expand a little bit more all the romantic thing, make it look more like a soap opera. And that's why it worked.
So that brings us to Walter White. Jesse Pinkman became Jose Miguel Rosas. Skyler, Walter Blanco's wife, is Cielo, as in sky. One widely reported switch is that the meth lab in the RV in the American series is now in an old school bus. What other changes were made and why?
Locations. We have a totally different geography here. Bogota is a city up in the mountains, so we have a cold weather all year round. The desert in Albuquerque and the presence of the border, which is kind of important in the original series, well, we don't have it here. So that has to be taken out of the story. The income of a middle-class family like Walter Blanco's wouldn't allow them to have two cars, for example. We don't have a pool for climate reasons and for economical reasons.
So when Skylar snaps in the American series and walks into the pool with her clothes on, did you have an equivalent scene with her doing something else?
Yeah, and I think it was solved beautifully. We do have a house, and we have a kind of a pond in the backyard. So what she does is she walks into the pond, and in that instant, in her mind, she imagines she's going down, and she's floating, and she's trying to forget, and she's purifying herself. So we have to adapt it that way.
There is a tradition of narco novellas. These are soap operas based on a narcotics theme. Is there a right way and a wrong way to explore these issues?
There's nothing like black and white when you're talking about drugs. We have suffered from all the war around drugs. And the problem not necessarily is producing drugs or dealing with drugs. The consumers have a lot to do with it. Like if you cut down the business, the problem just stops existing.
If so, America wasn't such an eager market, then you wouldn't have the oppressive hand of the traffickers messing with your democracy.
Exactly. You can see what has happened with marijuana, for example. There are states in the United States that have made it legal, and now selling marijuana is not a good deal. The business is just cut off.
So we could see, in fact, the methamphetamine trade spike.
I don't think in Colombia, because it's hard to produce here. And I don't think the series is making a propaganda with it.
So who do you think will make up the biggest audience for this show? Spanish-speaking people watching your performance in Latin America or in the United States?
I think it's going to be the Latin audience in the United States. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think Sony was trying to do when they made the adaptation, because I mean, it was really risky to adapt such an important series. But I think there's so many Spanish-speaking people who haven't watched it that they wanted to get to them, to that audience.
Then why adapt it at all? Why not just dub it?
Because it has been tested and shown that many people don't like to watch series dubbed. They prefer to watch them in their language.
Not everyone is so excited for a new Breaking Bad, right?
No, I mean, the people who know the original are not. I get all kinds of insults when I mention it on Twitter or whatever. People say, no, you're going to ruin it. This was just perfection. But of course, the people who never saw it are going to love it.
Diego, thank you very much.
It was my pleasure, Brooke. Thank you.
Diego Trujillo plays Walter Blanco in Metastasis. But what do you call yourself?
I'm Heisenberg.
He joined us on the line from Bogota, Colombia.
Chuco, hey, why don't we all just relax, huh?
Heisenberg says relax.
Tuco, calmémonos, por favor.
Ay, Heisenberg me pide que me calme. Me calmo, me calmo. Estoy calmado, estoy calmado.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.